Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Whether it's bluegrass, blues, art, literature, or any other cultural form, Black Kentuckians have had a hand in shaping it. Brooklyn native and current WKU Folk Studies Master's Program student Lamont Purley has been on his own journey discovering that. And now, with the new series from WKU Public Radio airing Saturday mornings during Weekend Edition, he's sharing that history. He's with me now to discuss what to expect on The African American Folklorist. Lamont, good morning, and what can we expect on Saturdays?
You can expect the story of the vernaculars, behaviors, people, tradition, heritage, and cultural exchange of specifically Black Kentuckians as well as African Americans abroad.
Even though you're from New York, you have roots in the South, in the Delta region, and I understand that led to your interest in Kentucky. Can you expand upon that?
In tracing my history, because of a couple of deaths and being reconnected to the blues, I began diving into the blues, and I've been finding that every story of the beginning of Black culture starts in Mississippi, which, of course, having DNA there, that's not a bad thing. But when you do more research, you find out that a lot of the cultures there came from other places. And one of the places that is instrumental in the musical culture and heritage of Black folk is Kentucky.
What type of stories can we expect to hear on Saturday mornings?
You can hear about blues musician, specifically Michael Golf, and his journey as a Kentucky bluesman. Definitely the importance of, or not even just importance, the heritage and tradition of the barbershop industry in the Black community, as well as the jug bands, literature, and even just vernaculars.
The name The African American Folklore stands out to me because this is a wide-ranging show that talks about all the different Black contributions throughout history. I think about the term folklorist especially in that title, and that's not something you hear every day, but it is something that I think really describes what this is. What does that term mean to you?
Well, to me, folklorist, ethnographer, ethnomusicologist, they're intertwined. Folklore is more or less the behaviors of the people. Folklorist studies that behavior. An ethnographer documents that behavior. Or tradition or expression, right? The African American folklorist is specific because, one, whether we're Black Indian, whether we're literally from Africa, or wherever we are, if you've been here on this country, on the Americas, for quite some time or have a long lineage on this country, we're just automatically classified as African American. So what I set out to do was create a space that all of the stories of the people that are classified as African American would be represented.
All right, thank you for being here today. I appreciate you talking with me, and we're looking forward to hearing the African American Folklorist on Saturdays.
Thank you very much as well.
You can check out The African American Folklorist starting next Saturday during Weekend Edition here on WKU Public Radio at 8:35 Central, 9:35 Eastern. You can also find longer episodes available online at our website, wkyufm.org.